What gets measured gets managed. This is what Peter Drucker, the father of modern management, is known for saying over and over again. This podcast, Boosting Your Financial IQ, is about business financial literacy, strategies for profitability, and the principles taught at BYFIQ.com. My hope is that you will apply the lessons learned and that we can work together soon in my mastery program. Enjoy the show and don't forget to subscribe. Let's talk about three things to measure in any business. In the dynamic world of finance, leaders often find themselves overwhelmed by an abundance of metrics, KPIs, and detailed financial reports. Trust me, it is so easy to get lost in the weeds when it comes to numbers. I've been there before, and I also see a ton of people struggling with the exact same thing. That's why I decided to do this episode. In fact, a couple of years ago, I was working with this organization, and I sat in on their monthly financial review meeting. And it was crazy because the CFO distributed to all the leaders this packet, and it probably had 60 to 80 pages, and is filled with graphs and charts and detailed reports. And I sat there thinking to myself, how do all these leaders consume this data, digest it, and then go act upon the information contained in this report? And then I was also thinking, how much time did it take the CFO and his team to prepare all this information for the meeting? And they do this every single month. How much was all this effort costing the business? And more importantly, how bad was it distracting the leaders from the main thing? So this complexity can obscure clear judgment and decision-making, moving away from what truly drives financial success. For those of you who are making crucial financial decisions within your organizations, embracing simplicity could be the key. The real essence of financial insight and clarity can be captured through three core measures: sales, margin, and profit. Let's explore the significance of each of these and how they form the foundation of effective financial management. I love this quote by Leonardo da Vinci. He said, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication." And I think this is so critical. Once I took on the CFO job and I went into this company, and I kid you not, their chart of accounts had over 2,000 accounts. I mean, they were tracking all sorts of stuff, from snacks in the break room to maintenance on every individual piece of equipment. And as you can imagine, this was completely unsustainable. It delayed the closing process. It took them sometimes 2 or 3 months to close the books and produce financial statements, which obviously is a major problem if you're relying on these financial statements to make real-time decisions. So therefore, I went in there and I eliminated a lot of chart of accounts. And if you're wondering, what is a chart of accounts? A chart of accounts is basically what it sounds like, where you have these accounts, including sales, expenses, assets, liabilities, and equity, and you capture the transactions of the business. And these chart of accounts make up the general ledger, and then the general ledger is used to produce financial statements: the income statement, the balance sheet, and the statement of cash flows. So the chart of accounts, in other words, are like buckets that capture the transactions of the organization. Now, if you have a ton of accounts, obviously your financial statements are going to be a mess as well. And if you're using the financial statements as the report cards of the business to determine how well the company's performing, it's going to be really difficult to understand the story behind the numbers and then to go act to drive better performance. So I just want to focus you on three things today in this episode. Like I said, sales, margin, and profit. Let's talk about number one, sales. Measuring the top line. So first off, tracking sales is essential. It acts as a barometer for the demand for your products and services, showing whether your business is successfully growing its sales and enhancing the top line. Sales data do more than just tally transactions. They reflect the strength of your value proposition, your brand, and the quality of the customer experience you offer. If your sales are not increasing, it could be a sign of market challenges like economic slumps or growing competition. Or it might highlight internal issues with your marketing strategy or customer satisfaction. Monitoring sales closely helps you stay aligned with market needs and customer preferences. So that's pretty easy. A lot of organizations do this. They track their sales, aka their revenue, because they want to understand their top line. Let's move on to the next component here, which is margin. So imagine with me the components of an income statement. You have revenue, aka sales, cost of goods sold, and then you take revenue minus cost of goods sold and you end up with gross profit, which is margin. That's what we're going to be talking about here in just a minute. Then you have operating expenses, also known as OpEx, if you want to sound cool. and then you end up with operating profit, which is profit. So those are the three things we're talking about: sales, margin, also known as gross profit or gross margin, and operating profit or profit. Now that we have clarity there, let's move on to number two, which is margin, monitoring your pricing power and cost efficiencies. Now onto margin. With a focus on gross profit, which is your sales revenue minus the cost of goods sold, also known as COGS. This metric is critical for assessing if your pricing model works and whether you can produce or deliver your services at a cost that leaves a satisfactory gross profit. A lower than expected gross margin could indicate pricing strategy flaws or inefficiencies in managing costs, such as increased material expenses or wages. For example, an electronics manufacturer facing higher semiconductor prices may need to rethink its pricing or find more cost-effective production methods if it finds itself being squeezed from a gross profit standpoint, from a margin standpoint, in other words. That's why I like to measure margin, because it helps you to understand whether or not your business model is viable. Now, some companies lose money in the startup phase or during periods of growth. And this may be okay for a short period of time, assuming they have the capital to cover the losses. But what's not okay is a business that can't earn sustainable margins. If you can't make a profit after accounting for materials or direct labor or other input costs, then you're going to have a hard time scaling your business. That's why measuring margin is so critical. And like I said, if you have issues with it, if you see it declining, then you want to check your pricing, or you want to figure out a way to be more cost effective, or both. So if your customers are price sensitive and you can't raise your prices, you have to figure out a way to do it cheaper. I'm working with a company right now and they're being squeezed because their production costs have gone up, their material costs have gone up, their labor has gone up, their customers are price sensitive, so they can't just go raise their prices by 10% to fix the problem. So therefore, they have to innovate their business model in order to figure out a way to produce their product at a lower cost. Otherwise, they're going to struggle to be viable in the future. Now, here's something important that I want you to understand with all these three things. What gets measured gets managed. This is what Peter Drucker, the father of modern management, is known for saying over and over again. In fact, I'm working with a company right now, and it's crazy because when we started to measure things like throughput and average transaction value, all of a sudden performance started to improve. So what gets measured gets improved. Okay, so just remember that. Number three is profit, tracking the bottom line. Lastly, let's consider profit, particularly operating profit, which highlights the profitability of your business's core operations. It gives a transparent view of your operational efficiency, different from net income, which includes all earnings, such as other income and other expenses. To calculate operating profit, subtract operating expenses from your gross margin. If your operating income is declining, but your gross margin is healthy, it typically suggests that operating expenses are too high. In other words, your overhead may be too high. And if this is true, I would definitely look at your general and administrative expenses, because that's typically where the issue is. You may have too many employees for the amount of revenue your company is earning. This situation calls for a careful examination of whether there's a fundamental issue with your business structure or operational model, rather than a quick fix of cutting costs. For instance, a tech company might find that its R&D spending isn't matched by sales growth, pointing to a need to adjust operating expenses accordingly. In summary, while the finance field can seem filled with complicated metrics and extensive reports, clear financial health and strategic direction often come from focusing on the basics: sales, margin, and profit. These key metrics offer a comprehensive view of your company's financial status, guiding informed decision-making. By prioritizing these fundamental elements and adapting quickly to what they reveal, you position your business for precision in financial navigation and superior performance. So as you guide your company through the changing market landscapes, remember the value of simplicity in financial metrics as your compass for sustained growth and profitability. All right, that's all I have for today's episode. Remember, sales, margin, and profit. Those are the three metrics that you should be measuring. And once you get those nailed down, then you'll be ready to move on to measuring cash flow and other metrics that may be more specific to your business. I hope you have a great week. And until next episode, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com. BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello@byfiq.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit byfiq.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.